This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Kia ora, welcome to House Guest, where we chat with the awesome people and groups making a difference in our community, all from our non-profit home base at Dunedin Community House.
Well, each Monday here in Dunedin Community House, which of course is at 43 Princes Street, the JP's Association has a presence between 11:30 and 1:30. It's every Monday, excluding public holidays, of course, and it's been a long-standing service and connection with Dunedin Community House. We thought we'd explore that a little bit more now with Sally Mason, who's president of Otago Justice of the Peace Association. Sally, nice to have you with us. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
How long have you been a Justice of the Peace?
I've been Justice of the Peace for just on 5 years.
So. What attracted you to do it?
I've had a long time voluntary role in different things in Dunedin, and it was just a continuation of that, really. I left one organisation and thought, oh, what can I do now?
Truly public service.
Yes.
And there'd be few of us who wouldn't have reason to call upon a JP at one time or other. And most of our listeners will probably know that you can track JP's down in a bunch of different ways. You're in other locations on a regular basis as well, and many, of course, are very happy to be on call for their communities and other ways as well. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Let's start with the service here at Dunedin Community House and those Monday sessions. How does it all work? How can people make an arrangement to see the JPs on that day?
Okay, well, you don't have to book for a service desk, so you just turn up. To find where the service desks are, of course, you now know where this one is, but to find other service desks, you just do an internet search and it comes very available. So you just turn up. There's often not a lot of waiting. Have your papers. The ideal thing is to make sure you've got all your photocopies prepared and everything filled in except for your signing of your declarations, of course.
Typically, what kinds of things are people bringing to justices on those days?
It's an amazing range of things. A lot of forms that are going to banks, house transfers for lawyers, lots of ID certification for study links. It's just amazing. Proof of life. The list goes on.
Yeah, there are all sorts of things. I think the last time I needed something, it was in relation to some kind of bank arrangement.
Yeah, often it's banking, yeah.
And it's effectively we've got set up a situation where people like Justice of the Peace or solicitors can witness signatures and can put an official kind of stamp on things saying, yes, this is that person, this is a true copy of a particular document. And you can get your business underway after that. Do people come with other questions or do they pretty much know what they're there for?
They pretty much know what they're there for. They've got the form that is going to deliver their business, so they know what they're coming for. I think the main thing is there's often little loopholes when they haven't quite got the right form.
Right.
And that's when we can advise them, they'll go away and get the right form. We can't give any legal advice, but we can advise them on the forms to be used.
Now, you mentioned it's really helpful to be quite prepared when you come and see a justice for those kinds of things. So let's just say, for example, I've got a document that needs to be, there needs to be a certified true copy of that document. It might be a passport, for example. Mm-hmm. What do you need someone to bring under those circumstances?
Okay. So we need the original document, the passport, and we need a photocopy of that document. And that's something that sometimes catches people out because they're told they need a certified copy. So some will often turn up just with their passport expecting us to put a stamp on that. But we are only able to certify something as a copy of the original.
Right.
So we're lucky here in Dunedin Community House that we can use a photocopier occasionally. So if there was some people leave it out, we can do that.
All right. A small charge for copying.
There is a small charge,
yeah.
Yes.
And so effectively what you are doing as a justice is you're casting your eye over the original document, comparing it to the copy that's been made, going, yep, those are the same things. And what, have you got a stamp or something you put on
it? Yes, we sign it. We've got a stamp. We've got our registered number, put all those things on it. And the beauty of that is that we are independent of the people who are receiving that, and so we're impartial to anything that comes in front of us. So we are, as you say, just recognising it's a copy of the original so that the person doesn't have to give away the originals to banks and things like that.
This connection with Dunedin Community House, it goes back a long way, doesn't it?
It does. As I say, I've only been here 5 years, but I was involved when it was in the old place in Moray Place, so I couldn't say when we started.
Well, I can certainly say that it's been as long as I've been involved with ORFM, which is, what, 15-odd years
okay.
now.
Okay.
Right, and so and these are kind of, well, I guess we'll call them kind of public clinics, really,
yep.
You have them available in different locations so that it, I guess it makes it easier for those who might be popping into town to get a bit of business done to know when and where you're going to be here. So we'll repeat that for those of you who are interested in the Dunedin Community House Service. It's Mondays at 11:30 to 1:30. No appointment necessary. You might have to wait if there's a few people around to get a few things done, but it won't take too long. Yep. I guess that kind of process for you depends on what people have brought to you. They might have multiple documents to do.
It does. And if someone does come in with multiple documents that need certified, we can often say to them, hey, look, this is a busy service desk and we are supposed to give you, 5 minutes or so each person if it's right. busy. So we will make another time with them. Doesn't happen a lot, but occasionally. Or say, hey, dear, can you come back towards the end of the desk time?
All right. And our listeners might also be aware that you offer a similar service at Public Library, for example.
Yes. Public Library and also at the previous pop-up library in South Dunedin. We're just around the corner from there. We're at the museum. We're at the Mosgiel Library. Every day of the week, there's a service desk.
Just one aspect of the role of being a justice of the peace, though, isn't it? More broadly, what other kinds of things might you be called upon to do?
As a justice of the peace, we do ministerial tasks, which is what we've discussed, but you can do further training. You can be an issuing officer, so you issue search warrants that the police are wanting to carry out. You can be a judicial justice of the peace, so sit at court sessions. You can be a mental health support. If a patient is being dealt with by the mental health team and maybe sectioned, you can be involved in that. So there is further training for further options.
Do you marry people?
No, we can't marry people, but we can sign their dissolutions. So we get, we're at the other end of the spectrum. Yeah.
So a different process to be a marriage celebrant.
Yes, it is.
And sometimes there's some crossover there if justice might also be a celebrant, but
yes,
that's a different process
totally. It's
to
a different,
go through.
Yep, different training.
Yeah. And I don't know, do you know how many justices you have in the Otago region?
We've got just over 255.
Wow.
Our region goes right down to through to Glenorchy, I think is the lowest, Palmerston and Balclutha. So it's a very wide area. So that encompasses Wanaka, Queenstown, Alexandra.
Now, obviously, these kind of clinic situations are quite helpful from the Justices Association. You can get a concentrated bit of work done in a concentrated burst of time. But are justices available in other ways?
Yes, you can search for a justice of the peace. Some of us will have clients to our homes, or we can go to their home. If I get rang, I'll often say, look, I'll meet you at the library, or a close, so often a public venue.
Mm.
For our safety as well as theirs, coming
that makes
to our
sense.
Homes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're very, very available. And if we're not available, we just say, hey, look, ring someone else and we'll give them someone else to call.
And so if I'm looking for a justice in my part of town, mm-hmm. where should I be going to find out that information?
You can do an internet search and put in your postcode and it will come up with all the justices in your area.
And their contact details.
Yeah, and you just give one a call.
Simple as that.
Yep, very.
Do you enjoy the role?
Yes, I love it. I've always done people-involved roles. I just love being out with people. And it's really pleasing when you can sign a form. It might even be just a bank form, but it's just getting them one bit further to their goal.
Oh, look, so, I know positive. The relief of getting that bit of business done.
Yeah, no, it's very positive.
And like I say, if you're doing any kind of official business these days, it usually requires a little bit of admin, and that's such a great service that justices are able to offer. If you were to go and see a lawyer, for example, you would be paying for
yes,
that service.
Yes, and I think the fact that we are very independent of the business they're doing, it just makes it easier. We're not having to talk to me about what they're doing. We're just being an extra friend,
It's an increasingly culturally diverse city, right? You'll have people coming to you with English as a second language,
yes.
a fair bit, I would imagine.
Yes.
Justices are getting more accustomed to that now, I imagine.
Oh, totally. Yeah. And different forms, sometimes forms in different languages.
Mm.
So, we have to look at these things and deal with them as they come across. And especially on a service desk, you can get a you know, 20-odd people coming one after the other, and you're constantly looking at a new form.
Right.
So you've got to keep on your toes.
And, of course, here at Dunedin Community House, there are a number of social service agencies and others here, so there's plenty of potential business coming your way just through connection with Dunedin Community House,
That's
I imagine.
That's right, yes.
How do you find that relationship with the house?
I think it's great. It's always been very, very welcoming. We've got a lovely little room, a lovely sunny little room, which is great. It's perfect. And being in the centre of town, people pop in at their lunchtimes, so it suits them well as well.
Yeah. Right. So that's at Dunedin Community House, 43 Princess Street. What floor are you on?
The first floor.
On the first floor, 11:30 to 1:30 on Mondays. Just finally, if anyone's curious about being a justice themselves and what that takes, what are the processes around that?
It'd be good to talk to a justice to see what goes on initially. But if you just want to do it, you pop into your Member of Parliament and they have the forms to fill in. They will interview you and then they send the forms up to the Ministry of Justice. Eventually they come back to us and then we will interview you. We, as being myself, the President, and a member of the Dunedin Court staff. Then those forms go back to the Ministry of Justice, gets re-looked at, comes back to us. The thing about it is it can take some time. Once from when applying, it can be up to 12 months before you're actually taken on, just through the going up and down through the Ministry of Justice.
And might it also depend on the community need? I mean, are we always looking for more justices or not?
We are looking for more justices. And yes, the community need. In the past, they've been quite strict on if there's another justice in your street, you won't be taken on. We're now looking at lowering the age of justices because it's quite an ageing population, so we want to look at succession planning.
Oh, it makes sense. Mm. Well, so much to learn. If we just want to hop online and find out a little bit more about Justice of Peace in general, is there a website we can go to?
You can go to the Royal New Zealand Justice Association or just, as I say, internet search, find a Justice of the Peace, and it comes up on that website.
Excellent. Well, that makes it nice and simple. Yeah. And that's what justice is so good at doing for us. Thanks so much, Sally Mason, President of the Otago Justice of the Peace Association. Thanks for joining us and being our house guest today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Dunedin Community House is a shared home for non-profits in the heart of Dunedin at 43 Princes Street, just off the Octagon. Are you interested in delivering for your community and need a desk, an office, storage or meeting space? Get in touch with us at Dunedin Community House on 03 471 6150. Email info@dch.org.nz or visit dch.org.nz for more information. We'd love you to join our community.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.